Day 44, April 2nd, Maundy Thursday. Today's reflection is based on Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 25, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Carolyn Fenner Moss, class of 1988 and 2022. Jesus has returned to Jerusalem to shouts of Hosanna and Alleluia. Now the season of Passover begins. The time to remember what God has done for the people of Israel is affirmed and celebrated. Jesus sends the disciples out to find a place to gather together, and just as he said, it's available. So the table for Passover is prepared. We know what is to come, but the disciples had to be feeling really good. No troubles. The room was there, just as Jesus said, and they prepared everything. And what does Jesus say? Not, "This is great," or "Good job." Rather, Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." Whoa. Jesus, that was not on script. Where did that come from? And yet the meal continues. The bread is blessed and broken. One of the cups is filled and shared with all at the table, including Judas, who a few short verses earlier was noted to have taken money from the chief priests to betray him. Jesus partakes of the Passover meal with all of his disciples, even the one who will betray him. That may just give us pause to think about who God is. What the character of God is, that Jesus would sit at table, break bread, share the cup with one who would betray him so seriously that Jesus will end up dying on a cross. As you journey through this day and perhaps attend or lead a Maundy Thursday worship time, consider once again how great and deep, how rich and strong the love of God is for creation. For you and for me is revealed through the life, the imminent death, and even more astoundingly, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Today's prayer. God, we give you thanks and praise this Maundy Thursday for the gift of Jesus Christ, who through his life, death, and resurrection has offered and continues to offer us a restored relationship with you. May we never take that gift for granted. In Jesus' name, Amen.